The primary contaminant in the harbor is something called PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls. PCBs have been banned in the United States since the 1970s, but unfortunately, that substance was used widely as fluid inside transformers and capacitors, and that fluid leached into the harbor from many, many sources along the shoreline.
What is the extent of the PCB problem and also the heavy metal pollution in New Bedford Harbor, and what is their danger?
So the extent of the pollution is that the PCBs have contaminated the sediment in the river as well as the marine food chain. And that has made certain seafood less than safe to eat, particularly flounder, lobster, and clams. It's really important to note, however, that the commercial catch in New Bedford is not affected by this contamination, as the commercial catch, which is very, very important to New Bedford, very important source of seafood around the country, is caught in waters far away from the shoreline.
Now, the PCBs have settled in the harbor's sediment. How are they being removed?
This cleanup involves our dredging contaminated PCB sediment from the harbor and disposing of them. The cleanup operation is pretty costly, and we're currently spending about $1 million a week on this work. What's exciting about the reason we're able to be in a fast pace right now is that we reached a settlement with one of the former parties at the site. The company, AVX, is a successor company to AeroVox, which formerly operated in New Bedford. And in 2013, AVX settled with EPA for $366 million. This was the largest cash out Superfund settlement ever received by US EPA to conduct the work. And this funding has catalyzed our ability to expedite the cleanup in New Bedford Harbor. At the rate we're going, we anticipate that we'll be able to complete the majority of the cleanup within the next 5 years.
That company that the settlement was with, that's an electrical device maker, is that correct?
That is correct. There was also another large contributor at the site, Cornell Dubilier, and that facility was located just outside the hurricane barrier.
I'm curious about where the dredged up material is going. How do you dispose of that?
The material, as we're pulling it out, is going into very large containers, and there is a process where we then dewater the sediments and we transport them by rail to a licensed facility in Michigan. The facility in Michigan is one of only a very small number of facilities able to accept this kind of material. We are very fortunate that there's rail at the New Bedford site because it allows us to very efficiently move this material.
What happens to that material when it gets to Michigan?
It'll be landfilled in Michigan. That is for the most contaminated PCB sediment. The lesser contaminated material is being removed and placed in an underwater confined aquatic disposal cell or a CAD cell. This is a constructed depression in the harbor floor, which is filled with the contaminated sediment. And when it's full, it's covered to encapsulate the contamination securely and permanently. And this method of sediment disposal has been used successfully at New Bedford for almost 15 years.
We are speaking with Environmental Protection Agency New England Administrator Alexandra Dunn. Of course, there's been a change in federal administrations. Has that changed the timetable or the priority for the New Bedford Harbor cleanup?
Well, the administration's priority on cleaning up Superfund sites has only, I think, amplified the work that was already going on at the harbor. The U.S. EPA Administrator's Superfund Task Force report just identified the top 30 sites in the United States that are ripe for redevelopment, and New Bedford Harbor is on that list. One of only two sites in New England.
Right. The other one, I believe, is Stratford, Connecticut.
Correct. When we're done with our cleanup, which again, we expect to complete the majority of all cleanup in the next 5 years, when we're finished with this work, waterfront property that's currently occupied by EPA cleanup crews and associated equipment will be freed up for redevelopment.
I have a kind of a two-part question to kind of wrap up. There are some who say that this is not technically really a cleanup in that the waters of New Bedford Harbor will not be returned to a pure environment, that there'll be some kind of PCB lingering effect there. I was also wondering, is there ever going to be a point where people can, well, swim and fish and shellfish in the harbor?
Right. That's a great question. So you're really asking, Dave, what does clean mean? And currently, the PCB contamination in some of the sediments along the shoreline really does present an unacceptable risk to people exposed to them. Once the cleanup is complete in the next 5 years, this risk to people will be eliminated. You know, currently, swimming in the harbor does not present a risk to people due to PCB exposure, since contact with sediments is very limited for swimmers. The highest current risk to people in New Bedford Harbor is consumption of contaminated fish from the inner harbor area. And once our cleanup is complete, it will take some time for the fish tissue levels to decrease to safe levels. So we are going to be working very closely to monitor fish tissue inside the harbor and keep the public informed of when those fish are safe to consume.
And how will everyone make sure that the containment cell where the PCBs are going is working down through the years?
My understanding is that EPA and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will continue to monitor the effectiveness of those caps in the harbor. And our past history with using such CAD cells in similar systems is that PCB concentrations do remain non-detectable for up to 15 years into the future, and we will continue to monitor in New Bedford. We are very excited that this spring we will achieve an extremely significant milestone, which will be completion of all cleanup in the lower harbor. And the pace of cleanup has been greatly accelerated. The harbor is getting cleaner every single day. We're well on our way to recovery.
We have been speaking with Alexandra Dunn, the Regional Environmental Protection Agency Administrator for New England. Thank you very much for speaking with us.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. Thank you.